7AD, it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Going very well. So today's topic, the miracles of self-consumption. Please explain.
Well, there you go. So over the years, well, you've all heard, or continually heard me rabbiting on about how to get the most value out of your solar system, and that is to self-consume as much of the energy you produce as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about the difference between export, import, and self-consumption. For starters, most solar systems, as soon as the sun hits the panels, first thing in the morning until the sun sets in the evening, they just make energy and they don't overly care where it goes. It's either used by the house or it goes to the grid, one or the other. So exported energy. This is the energy produced by the solar system which is surplus to the site or house's requirements, and this goes out to the street. This energy is sold to your energy retailer and sits as a credit on your account. The amount you receive for this is around 8.4 cents per kilowatt hour, though First Energy will give you 13.4 cents, but only for the first 12 months. It's basically an enticement to get you to sign up with those guys. The rate is called the FIT, or it stands for feed-in tariff. The feed-in tariff rate is set by the average of the wholesale price of electricity over the previous 12 months, and that rate is announced every 1st of July every year. So this is what we call low-value power. So at the moment, anything you sell is worth 8.4 cents.
Okay.
Imported energy. This is energy you buy from the grid. So at nighttime, Darren, when you're, obviously your solar's not working, or cloudy days when the site or the house's requirements exceed the solar system's energy output, you'll pay for this energy because you're buying it. And that'll be whatever rate the tariff you're connected to costs. Obviously, we want to minimise the amount we import from the grid as this costs us money. But also, the credits we accrue from any energy we sell will also come off this amount when the bill is tallied up at the end of the 90 days. Self-consumption. Now, this is the important bit. This is the energy your solar system has produced that is running your site or house. This is energy you haven't had to buy. And so it's worth whatever you would have had to pay for it. If you didn't have a solar system, you know, this is what it's worth. On tariff 31, that'd be around 27 cents per kilowatt hour. On off-peak, on tariff 93, that's around 15 cents per kilowatt hour. And peak, on tariff 93, is around 32 cents per kilowatt hour. So one thing to note about all those different rates, they are all significantly higher than 8.4 cents. That's what you would have got if you'd have sold that energy. So self-consumption is what we call high-value energy. So how do we go about maximising self-consumption? In simple language, use that power. Many of our customers use a timer on their hot water cylinder to allow it to come on between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. This means your solar system is heating your hot water for free. Think of this as the world's cheapest battery. We can dump that excess energy into your cylinder, store it as hot water to use later.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have one of our LG heat pumps, you can look at how your solar is performing and you can remotely turn the LG via the LG app. You can turn it on or off.
Yeah.
Say your system's pumping out 3 kilowatts of excess energy. You go, you know what? I'll warm the house up or I'll cool the house down.
On your way home, middle of winter, you know it's going to be freezing cold.
Yep.
So you pump your heat pump up half an hour before you get home. Just tell it via your phone every day.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can use that energy, you've had some benefit out of it, and you haven't sold it for 8.4 cents.
Yeah.
So like I say, preheat, pre-cool your home during the day. I personally use the timer function on my dishwasher and washing machine to come on during the day, so my solar system energizes those appliances. Doesn't cost me anything. I'm always looking for ways to increase my self-consumption, and I'm always interested in hearing, you know, the different ways people out there have thought of increasing their solar system's value. Get us on Facebook and we can share it around. Also, system design is important, and especially array orientation, say with east and west in them. Spread your available power to consume earlier and later in the day. This flattening of the power curve means, yes, your system will make a bit less in a year if it was all pointing north, but will greatly improve your ability to harvest and convert that energy into high-value power because you actually can use it.
Mm.
You know, the eastern ones energize early in the morning, got to get your breakfast sorted. The western ones keep going long into the afternoon, so it gets, you know, your evening meal and longer into the day. Whereas opposed to all north, where all your power wants to come on between 10 and 2.
Right. Yeah.
So let's have some numbers really quickly. These are just loose numbers, but it gives you an idea of the importance of self-consumption, and these are based on a typical 6-kilowatt solar system. And this will be with a home connected to tariff 93. So if you used 100% of your solar power or solar energy, and some of our commercial customers do, 100% self-consumption would save you $405 for 90 days.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you self-consumed 50% of your energy and sold 50%, this is probably more typical, the savings would be $315 for 30 days. If you only self-consume 25% and sold 75%, it'd be $271 for 90 days. And last, if you sold it all and self-consumed nothing, it'd only be $226 for 90 days.
Right.
The nearly 100% difference between the two when you think about it.
Mm.
So the numbers don't lie. The more you use, the more value it is. Now, this week's interesting energy factoid, Darren.
Okay.
How fast is electrical energy?
I've no idea.
Okay. From the time you turn the light switch on to the time energy reaches the light, in a typical house, it's pretty quick. Yeah. It's about 80 to 90% the speed of light quick, or around 300 million meters per second quick. That's quick. So that energy is traveling as an electromagnetic wave, but the electrons themselves are moving much slower. So the difference between the two is called drift velocity. This in a copper wire can be as slow as 8 centimeters per hour. So how can you have something moving at 300 million meters per second, but the actual electrons that are passing energy are only moving at 8 centimeters per hour? In layman's terms, imagine lining up a row of billiard balls. So they're all touching from one end to the other. And if you hit one end with a cue ball, the end one pops away, doesn't it? And the rest remain basically stationary.
Yep.
That's what's going on inside you. So there you go. That's the best way I can describe what's happening there.
All right.
DMS Energy, northwest coast of Tasmania, is busiest solar installers. And as the name implies, we know all about anything energy related. From power points, wiring up your home, heating or cooling homes, or putting your very own power station on your roof, DMS Energy have you covered.
1300 502 599 is the number. 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. Online at dmsenergy.net.au and on the Facebook.
Yeah, find us on Facebook.
And as you mentioned, if you've got any questions, send them through your Facebook page and we'll try and answer them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Catch you next week.
Thanks, mate.